And today we are joined by Jackie Rowell from the Canadian Mental Health Association to talk to, or to talk about, a big event that is coming up next Thursday here in Kincardine. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hello, JC. Good to see you.
It's great to see you. I know we used to chat quite regularly and haven't had the opportunity to chat for a while, but this is going to be happening more and more often when there are great events that are happening, when there's other great causes for people to be aware of mental health initiatives in Kincardine and along the Shoreline region. We're always going to check in with you, and this first event we need to talk about, this is called the 6th Annual We Care Share event. It's next Thursday at the Davidson Center. The Grey Bruce We Care Project is behind this. Tell us about the event, Jackie. I know there's a bit of a history behind this event. What do we need to know about it?
So the We Care Share has been happening. This will be our 6th one. So I was going to say for 6 years, but, you know, we always have a couple of years in between. So it's about, the concept is about 8 years old, and it is put on by the We Care Project. And what that is kind of this kind of little unofficial suicide prevention council of agencies across Grey Bruce and beyond, who are just dedicated to supporting the mental health of the young people in our region, and what can we do to build on it, improve on it, and protect that mental health. So it's all sorts of Keystone and the school boards and different police services, the Kincardine Police Service sits on the table, and then of course CMHA. And this was an event that we came up with. We're like, what can we do that gets our name of this group out and about, so people know who we are and know about us, but what's an event that we can do to really support mental health? And we came up with the We Care Share. So it's a one-day event that usually happens in May around Mental Health Week, and we just fill it full of workshops where people can come try out something new. And we usually bring a keynote speaker. This year's keynote speaker is Randall Adji. He is just the funniest guy. He is so well spoken because he does spoken word. See what I did there? And he talks a lot about how everyone needs a champion in our lives and how for him, it was an adult helper. And that's what the We Care Share has always been about, bringing young people together and populating the event with different adult helpers that are out and about for them to meet and see and hear from and learn from. So we're really excited.
And for young people that are looking to attend this event, you do have to register if you want to go. And registration cuts off tomorrow. So it is a very limited event. I believe in most years it is a sellout event. So people should probably consider registering today.
You got it. So we have 280 spaces for young people grades 7 and up to register to attend. A lot of times students get there through their school. They come with an LRT or a student success teacher or one of their classroom teachers. And then there's some spaces, those spaces available for members of the community that want to come. Usually representatives from the different agencies, people who just want to learn more. So there's about 30 of those spaces as well. And yeah, it's every year we have to shut down registration because we're like, we're full. But the really great thing is this year it's at the Davidson Center. So a lot of times we're shutting it down for space because we're in like a community center, but the Davidson Center is huge. So we have the whole place to ourselves on May 4th, which is awesome.
That is awesome. So hopefully a lot of kids will be in there and get to hear the keynote speaker, Randall Adji, and get to learn more about the Grey Bruce We Care Project and everything that they have to offer. They do have a website, which you'll find online at wecaregreybruce.ca. That will give you more information about the organization, and you'll find out more about the event that's happening next Thursday. Jackie, is there anything else that we need to know about this event?
We just want to always give a shout out to the sponsor of the event, which is Bruce Power. Bruce Power is, talk about a community champion, right? They're such a beneficiary for so many things. And we're so thankful for all they do to support this event. They've supported this event right from the beginning. And for them, we're very, very thankful.
All right. And Jackie, I'm not sure if you hear it or not in the background, but all that rumbling is the downtown dig project that's happening outside of our studio window. So sometimes the building gets a little bit shaky. It's not the elephant races that we like to do in the afternoons here.
I thought it was an applause track that you entered in just for Bruce Power.
We do love Bruce Bauer. They are great corporate citizens, and they're always on board with amazing causes, and this is just one of them. It's so awesome to have them be a part of. Jackie, if people want to get more information on the Canadian Mental Health Association and what they have to offer in these communities along the shoreline, how would they find out more info?
So there's two easy ways. So we have graybruce.cmha.ca is our website. And then we have a one phone number, 519-371-3642. Or it's sometimes long distance from down around the shoreline. So 888-451-CMHA is our toll free. And that one number gets you to somebody you can talk to in person, which can arrange an intake to see if any of our programs are a fit. And we just go from there.
Jackie, thanks so much for joining us today to talk about this great event and to talk about how others can access mental health programs here in Grey Bruce.
Awesome. Thanks, JC. We look forward to talking to you again.